wheels you're making if you're using these?
That's the biggest one, see, that's the biggest of the ones that used to go away, you know, the cattle wagons and things like that.
When you
they were great things. Well, they used to come right across, you know, not Mordestino wood box. They used to come right across, you know, the ones what we had. And Dunlop's tires then, you know, what we had for wagons. They used to have Dunlop's tires, you know, that's in later years when we used to sell away.
When you say the cattle wagons, were they horse-drawn cattle wagons or motorised?
No, horse-drawn. Horse-drawn back then.
Were they totally enclosed then?
Totally enclosed, yes. Oh, you know how the horse box is this now? Come down over and from there, that's how they used to make them. Yeah. They used to, as much as they'd do the going under there, you know, they was just passing under, they used to.
And you made those again for your agents?
Yeah, for our agents. We didn't make any, not for ourselves, you know, direct. Just for agents, we used to make them. Oh, yeah.
And nobody locally would have had that kind of cattle wagon?
No, I didn't see anybody else.
Well, people used to hunt their cattle, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They, from fair to fair, they used to.
Yep.
That's it. Right. They used to do. We used to have a fair up here, always, you know. Probably doing out for us for a fair up here.
Did you do an apprenticeship?
Well, I used to have to do everything, that's what it was. You know, I used to have to do the lots, you know, they made me do the lots, so anybody, well, they used to say so that you should know, you know,
what it is.
We wasn't, because we were, you know, we were one of the sons or anything like that, we never let out of anything, you had to do everything just the same as anybody else.
So whereabouts did you start, you know, when you started working here?
Well, I think what I did, what I remember of it, I started here, down in with my father, I think, in the workshop here.
Your father worked in here, did he?
Yeah. They said he's the only man that they know of that have made a wheel and bound it in a day. Yeah, that's true. That's turning the stocks and all. Down there. He done it for someone for a wagon. They broke down and they had their corn dry. But mine, you can't say it was a day. You know what I mean? It was daylight till dark. You know what I?
Normally, how long would a wheel take? How long would a wheel be in here?
Oh, we would be in here for 2 or 3 days, something like that. Ordinary working, you know.
And how many wheels would you have being made at once?
Well, we used to always have two, one there and one there. So we used to have two, generally. Then perhaps somebody else would be doing something, perhaps cleaning off, if, you know, they was pushed for anything, there'd be another two cleaning off the spokes and the velos and all that there, you know, chamfering out the velos. So
you'd make... You'd make always a pair of wheels together, would you?
Yeah. Then you used to have to go out and help the cut out all these things down there, you see. Everything was all right cutting out till you come to the shaft and they take some cutting out, you know, blooming great. Well, you can see there's a great big plank in there. It stood up against the wall. That was the planks that we used to cut the shafts out of.